Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to be with all of you for this special Katha evening. Today I would like to speak a little bit in preparation of tomorrow's morning lecture, which will be about how do we respond to Krishna. I will talk a little bit on kirtan. One of the aspects tomorrow will also be kirtan in the lecture. I wanted to highlight the speciality of Lord Chaitanya's kirtan and then try, if the Lord is merciful, to bring all of us into those memorable evening kirtans in Shriva's Sangam. I have been blessed to have some very good Vaishnav sources, and I hope to that we can all have a sitting place there in Shiva Sangam while these amazing kirtan pastimes go on, and that our hearts can be enriched. And there's a very nice verse which encourages us to go deeper into devotional ecstasies, devotional mellows. It says, "For so long you have walked only on the ocean's edge, and you have lifted your garments up so that they don't become wet. But you must dive into that ocean deeper and deeper, because only when you become totally immersed in the ocean of devotional mellows will your heart finally melt." There is a poem like this. So good. So I welcome all of you. There will be some of us who are new to this experience of a Leela Katha. You will figure out as you will see the others going into it. So okay. Let me just tune you in a little bit in the beginning. When the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came each year to Jagannath Puri, there was one year where King Prataparudra awaited them on the roof of one of his palaces. And he looked down. As he was looking down from the roofs, he saw the kirtan groups of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going into this wide street of Puri. You know, the street in Puri is wide. Why? Yes, there needs to be enough place for three powerful huge carts and all the devotees. So the devotees of Mahaprabhu were coming down this road, and Prataparudra, the king, with his minister Kashinath, they looked down on the devotees, and Prataparudra notices something. He notices that these devotees seem to be like walking suns. They spread so much light around them. And he turns to his associates and says, "We have seen many kirtans here in Puri, but these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do a special kirtan, and they glow while doing it. What is this?" So the associates of him say, "This kirtan is special. There is no kirtan like this anywhere in the world. This is the special creation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This special creation is that the holy name is chanted together with one special item." It's not just singing, in other words. Let me just adjust this a little bit. The kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not just singing. And I sometimes am a little bit worried if kirtans become let us say, lack this element. This is kirtan together with love. It's a whole different thing. When a child calls out for his mother in an automatic way, mother, 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 or when it calls out with love and an urgent need, mother. It's a total different thing. It's two different vibrations. I think they would make two different registrations on a sound measuring device. No, it's totally different. Which is the name that made Lord Brahma dance? Which name made Shiva so absorbed in happiness that he forgot his nakedness and went right amongst the people and danced? Which name liberated Ajamil? Which name made Valmiki into an ascetic? Which name is chanted by Narada and Shuka as they travel the three worlds? And which name is the name which is chanted by the thousands of mouths? Of who has thousands of mouths and chants? Ananta Shesha. Yes, you know many things. Very nice to see. So it's a holy name that is so powerful that Ananta Shesha chants it with love. Brahma chants it with love. Out of love, Shiva forgets that he is not really dressed. I've never seen this in his contemples, and it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. And so on. To train the devotees in this, what is called premanam. Please say. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the beginning of his Sankirtan mission, closed the doors of Srivas Sangam, the place of Srivas Thakur, and only bona fide chanters were invited. Pashandi Hante Aisha Napayo Pravesh. The Pashandis, the atheists or the non-believers, were not allowed. They stayed outside and made fun about this. It was a Parama Avesha Kirtan, a Kirtan very high in ecstatic emotions. And one last thing, it is said, Se Dvare Achandale Kirtana Sanchare Nama Prema Malaganti Poroshila Samsare. Thus he spread kirtan even among the untouchables. He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wore a wreath. Wreath is like a garland of the holy name with prema. And with this garland, he garlanded the whole world. Are you garlanded already? Do you have this name with prema? I think we are all still hoping, and perhaps this evening you will get your garland. Perhaps. Perhaps. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Stop, don't sing. When you will sing now, as Gaur Krishna continues to play, of course, as you sing now, please try to address Krishna with your singing. You can bring so much into this each name. My Lord, I left you. I'm now calling out for you. Please accept me. Hare Krishna. Navadvip town were all strewn with some white stones. They looked like marble. There were palm trees. Some of them carried the treasure of the famous Dab. The trees provided shadow. And from everywhere, like the many streams of Mother Ganga, the devotees were walking on these streets, making their way to the house of Srivas Thakur. They came from all directions. Some of them walked by the banks of the Ganga. They were full of anticipation. They were dressed for kirtan. loose-fitting dhotis, chadas, but more than anything, their hearts were prepared to join in the song of love, the song of the holy names, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would do this evening like every other evening. The early comers could not immediately enter the property of Srivastava because the gates were locked. They were locked well in advance so that it was made sure that no, let us say, accidental visitor was there. Someone who just came there who didn't want to be in the kirtan. Then at a certain sign of Srivas Thakur, his brother Ramai Pandit opened the doors and the devotees came to the main courtyard, where at the end there was a beautiful Singhasan. Singhasan means the lion seat. It is reserved, or it was reserved, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered through on the side, and he sat down in deep absorption. Nitai Chanda came and he held an umbrella. Why an umbrella? The sun was already down. Was there need for shade? No, it was an umbrella white as the moonlight, with pearls on the side, which signified that here under this umbrella is the king of dance, the king of kirtan. It was a royal umbrella. No word was spoken. Everyone was totally absorbed. Nitai stood on the right side of the sitting Gauranga. And on the left side, there was a very special personality dressed in a red dhoti. Who was that personality? Yes, his eyes were always wet with tears of love. It was Gadadhar Pandit. Yes. He had brought these white chamaras, which he was slowly waving in the sky. There was really no need, but he wanted to provide a fresh breeze and so on. Then Advaitacharya came and he stood more on the, you know, on before Chaitanya, but a little on the left side. And he had brought an arctic plate. And then a very soft kirtan started. Advaita was totally overwhelmed with the waves of prema, which were running down his divine body and causing goose pimple to explode like the flowers of the shimuli tree. He had a ghee lamp, again, lamp with five burning wicks, and with an unwavering glance, that means his glance was and remained fixed on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He offered that best of ghee lamps to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in an artik. It was a beautiful kirtan. My dear devotees relished the instruments. There was, of course, the medanga. But there were also tam-tams. You know, it's a little, these little things you have. Tam-tam, tam-tam. And then there were damfa drums. They were very small drums, a little bit. Yes. There were flutes. Some had a very high sound. These were long-range sounds. And others had a very low sound. There were bells. The bells were also on some of the devotees' feet. They had the belts of dancers and of course karatals, and then there was a big plate like this that made an ear-deafening sound. It's a gong that sent out vibrations. The lead singer was Mukunda, and he was singing songs like this. Rama Krishna Nada Hari Gopala Govinda. Rama Krishna Nada Hari Gopala Govinda. Please again. Rama Krishna Narayani Gopala Govinda. Everything changed after the Aratik. After the Aratik was completed, Advaitacharya, who had been a reserved pujari, unwavering gaze, suddenly let out roars like wild lions. I will do it softly, like a wild lion. You can now multiply this times 1,000, then you have the idea. So, Advaitacharya, the best of the teachers, the one who knew all the Vedic scriptures, who was known as the leader of the Brahmanas of Shantipur, yes, was roaring like a wild lion and then started to dance so wildly that his clothes were moving all over. Quickly he was joined by another dancer, who is the prime dancer in Mahaprabhu's kirtans. Vrakeshwara Pandit. This dancer can dance for 70 hours non-stop without even a drinking break or prasadam break. He danced in transcendental ecstasy with very elegant movements, and then he jumps. This was a particular dancing style. The devotees would jump more than a meter high. It seemed they would levitate, and some of them were, and then they were turning. He was turning in circles again and again, like the circle dance which we have sometimes seen in our dance arenas. Then there was Gadadhar, say his name, Gadadhar, Srivas, Goridas, Haridas Junior, and they would sing a rhythm, Tatai, Tatai, Tatai.
Tatai, Tatai,
Tatai. It's not just one time. Yes, and as this was going on, the rhythm was building up. Suddenly, groups began to form amongst the devotees who would run from left to right. They would run also crisscross through the assembly. They became actually so blissful that they forgot everything in this world. I know we are mostly depressed. We cannot even hear such things very nicely. But believe me, when you do kirtan, something very scary happens. You might become happy. So this was what it was there. Shiva, Brahma, Indra and the Devatas left their assemblies in the higher planets. And they joined the Kirtan. Also they had symptoms of ecstasy with goose pimples all over their bodies, showers of tears which came out of their eyes. In the midst of it, Sheshanaga appeared, a mighty snake, and he started to glorify the devotees. You know, in a devotional assembly, when devotees look at the Lord, the Lord also looks at them. And it is described, when the Lord looks at someone, at his bhakta, something is generated in him. It could be, for instance, when a friend looks at another friend, the friend will get the idea, okay, my friend is inviting me for an adventure, he may go like this, you know, and okay, I'm ready. You can speak through the eyes. So the Lord also, when we have darshan, he looks at us, and as he looks at us, something very special is generated. You know this from the Western civilization, when a beautiful man looks at a beautiful girl, desires are generated in the heart of the girl, or vice versa, when a beautiful girl looks at a beautiful boy, all of a sudden he finds a desire to go on holiday in his heart, or something else, you know. So when the Lord looks at his devotees, something happens in the heart of the devotees. It is described in the 10th canto, a desire is generated in the heart of the devotee to serve him. Sometimes if you feel yourself a little bit overrun, overwhelmed with material influences, you can just stand before the deities and allow the deity to look at you. You can even pray, please look at me. And as you stand there, when you end your darshan, you pay your obeisances, it is very well possible that you leave the darshan like a woman leaves the meeting with her husband, pregnant. Your pregnancy is born, a desire to serve Krishna in many ways. This is what Prabhupada told us in the early days when we felt unenthusiastic. He said, why don't you just sit before the deities? Let the Lord look at you and you will again become enthusiastic. So as the devotees were engaging in this kirtan, which was so attractive that even the devatas left their attractive palaces and their dance performances in the higher planets where apsaras danced for the pleasure, you know, and came down to the earth planet. The devotees, they felt they were blessed with bhakti, and also the devotees wanted to render service. Shuklambara, for instance, stopped the kirtan for a moment. He continued to sing but not dance, and he made chandan, that is a sandalwood, and brought it and put it on the head of the Lord in various different limbs. There were other devotees who quickly went in the courtyard and picked these jasmine flowers and offered the flowers to the feet of Lord Gauranga. Others placed betel nuts in his mouth with great delight. And meanwhile, the sound of the kirtan, the conscience, the midangas, pervaded the entire universe, and all the inauspiciousness was bent, and the universe was purified. My dear devotees, who are rich with devotional feelings, we will sing now kirtan, and you can imagine you are there, you are hiding in that courtyard of Shiva's Thakur. Maybe you are, because you are a lady, you are hiding in a basket, you know, these huge baskets, because and you look through the hole and you see the kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody chant. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Everybody, one more time, please. Kiran will continue. Imagine that medangas will join, tam-tams, damfa drums, flutes, some of them, and what else? A huge gong, and the devotees will start to dance. Devotees, let us make a little historical excursion. It was not, it didn't come easy to engage in these kirtans. You must know, it was actually forbidden to do kirtan for a good number of years. the land was ruled by foreign invaders who wanted that the Hindus would take up their religions. They were deadly opposed to what they considered the spread of Hinduism, because this empowered the masses, and they would they were afraid the masses, once mobilized, coming all together in big numbers, would overthrow the foreign rule. There were sometimes rumors, for instance, that the king's men would come to Shiva's Thakur and raise his house. Do you know what it means to raise? You know, here's the earth, and then the house starts here. So they would raise it here, and they would throw the house with Shiva's Thakur and his family and everything into the Ganga, and the Ganga would take them to the ocean. There were fears that this would happen. In other words, you were defying the government when you were doing kirtan. Also, there was a lot of misunderstanding in the community of brahmanas, you know. For instance, those who were not allowed to enter, you remember the doors were closed, would hear loud sounds, and they would think, well, inside they have sexual orgies, you know, where they would scream. They would have alcohol, 5 M's meat, maituna means sexual intercourse, and two other such things. What?
Masa, meat.
Yeah, some meat, alcohol. So all these things, you know, they thought this was wild, you know. And those who were in these kirtans afterwards, they were confronted by their neighbors. What wild things did you do in the night, you know? So from two sides, there were pressures, from the government side, and from you, it was not cool to go to kirtan, you know. From your own, now it's cool to go to kirtan, but there was different times, and therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needed to make sure that only those who wanted to be in the kirtan and who knew what kirtan was all about, you know, not just group singing, but group worship, really, were there in these early kirtans. It's very difficult to imagine this, but there was this, in Chaitanya Bhagavatam, there was this report that once devotees were doing kirtan somewhere, and the magistrate of the serfs means servants or police people of the local magistrate, they were breaking into the door, they were taking the medangas, and they were throwing them on the street, and said, for now we are just destroying your drums, but if we ever catch you again, then heads will roll. You know, this was the situation. I'm not exaggerating. It was a very difficult time, and people were the Hindus were merged in materialism, and the foreign invaders were all about rule, control, and so on. It was a very dead, spiritually dead time. And in the midst of all this, the Prema Kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was launched. Let us return back so you can understand the kirtan must have had some force, because eventually, the doors were open of Shiva's Thakur, and the devotees went all over the town, and there is this memorable procession of, I believe, a few hundred thousand people who would gather on the streets, and this was the first non-violence resistance or non-cooperation movement, and this kirtan was led by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was dressed with garlands and his hair was beautifully dressed by Gadadha Pandit. There were ornaments and he was just conquering everyone who saw him by his extraordinary beauty, which looked like the beauty of a million cubits combined. You know, what do you do when you are a misinformed brahmana or a misinformed ruler and you see this overwhelming beauty? Most probably you would say, like Dostoevsky said, beauty will conquer the world. So beautiful. First Aratik, then the devotees danced, and now for the remaining part of our katha, Lord Chaitanya will take to the dance floor. And this is something extraordinary. All the devotees were very eager to see Lord Chaitanya dance. It was known if you would only see once, even for a brief moment, the Lord dancing, this would totally change your heart and you would cry in love of Godhead. So everyone was, please come and dance. And so Lord Chaitanya stood in the middle, and then one drum player came and he played drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi, drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi, drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi, drum, drimiki, drimiki, drimi, drum. No, it doesn't work like this. You are. this was ecstasy, my dear devotees. I think you're fastening your seatbelt to see what was coming. So you're a little careful at the moment. There were four singers. Who was the lead singer? Mukunda, correct. He could sing in such sweet tunes that it's poetically expressed, stones would melt. I don't know if stones really melted, but it is for sure hearts would melt. And three others joined. Srivas Thakur was one of them, Ramananda and Vasu was there. So please let us say Mukunda, Srivas, Ramananda, Vasu. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started to dance. It is often described that he had ankle bells that chimed in time, but his dance step was so heavy that the earth began to tremble, perhaps not because of the weight, but because of the ecstasy. Devotees started to run, and the Lord would be very, very slow, and he looked like the best of dancers, like Nanda Nandan. His dance was accompanied by gestures. We once had a godbrother in our movement. He left the body. His name was Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami. I believe Krishna Prema Rupa will remember. When he sang very slowly, and he would make gestures like this towards the deities. No? It meant like an offering of his heart towards the deity. And he would not, it was not something you would do for show. He was very composed, very manas sangharanam, what is it? The mind was very collected, and he would act towards the deities in beautiful ways, and it was very moving for those who were close to him to see that he was expressing his devotional sentiments like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did like this. All of a sudden he stopped. And he took his hands like this and started to bend in his body in three places in the threefold bending form. Do you know of whom he was thinking at that moment? Wow, you know everything. Who also plays, holds the flute in his hand, and it goes like to the left, then his hip will go out to the in this direction, and his feet again go to the left. Three times he's bent. Do you know what he wants to do with his feet? He wants to touch the Zari of Radhika. This is you. This is, so he was getting into all this, and suddenly he began to perspire so much that it seemed the Ganga would flow down in rivulets his body and wash over his body. And then he would dance and dance and call out, Rama!
Rama!
Krishna!
Krishna!
Murari!
Murari!
Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Govinda!
Govinda!
Gopal!
Gopal!
Radhika Raman! It was all about the names, which were so dear to him. And he would cry in separation. Sometimes there would be so much agony in his heart. He felt so separated from Krishna. When the devotees saw this, they began to hold each other by the neck and cry. Just imagine devotees just coming together. But not lamenting cries, but ecstatic cries. My dear devotees, this is the kirtan that took everyday place between 8:24 and 10:48. This is the Gauranga Ashtakaliya Leela, you know. So I wanted to end this by asking a question which was asked to Krishna, to Prabhupada. You know that Prabhupada went actually, I heard, every day to the Tompkins Square Park and chanted for, I heard different accounts, 2.5 hours to 3 hours. And once his early devotees who were not accustomed to chant so long in kirtan, they asked Prabhupada, what's the best way to chant? And Prabhupada gave an answer. Would you like to hear the answer?
Yes!
I also, very curious, I wrote it down. What's the best way to chant? I mean, there are many, many answers perhaps, but on this occasion he said, you sing in such a way that you never get tired, so that the kirtan can go on endlessly. Now, I want to ask you a question. At which time do you not get tired? I think we can get tired very easily during a lecture that I have seen many times in my life and in others. We can get tired perhaps to do something, but we never get actually tired when we like what we are doing, no? When we not just do it, but we like what we are doing. Or dare I say, when we love what we are doing. My dear devotees, in kirtan, it's not enough to chant regularly Anudina, the Upadeshamrita says. You must chant with Adarat. Adarat means something like an affectionate respect. You must love this. And I always find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan, the way in which he addresses his love to Radha and Krishna, or to Krishna, is a way in which we can also express love for Radha and Krishna. And if we don't have love, it will come like this. See, he is Krishna in the mood of Radha. In other words, he longs to meet Krishna. I got yesterday a letter where it is said that Radha longs so much to Krishna, to meet Krishna, that he, in order to not die, she needs to distribute her longing, her anxiety, and her worries to her immediate sakis, because she cannot bear alone the weight of these deep feelings. I think that is something which is far away from many of us. But we can cry like a conditioned soul cries, not like a perfected being. And that is, oh Krishna, for so long I'm separated from you, and I don't really see that this changes in my life. I'm missing you actually very much. And when we enter this type of awareness, it's a certain mood. You know, you have joking moods when you go with your friends and you want to tell them a joke, or a sharp, witty comment you might like to share, or you want to enter an intellectual discussion and you think what you are going to talk before you speak, you know. And there are many moods, but when you really have this mood, or enter this mood, I'm actually separated from you, Krishna, then this will come into your kirtan, and all of a sudden it's kirtan with prema. It's not just and you will not get tired of it. You will not even see that the time moves. So Krishna, you will actually feel, where is the Lord of my life? What shall I do now? Where should I go? Another time to work maybe, or to school? This is there where I find Krishna. To whom shall I speak? To Angela Merkel maybe? Who can understand my disappointment? My old father perhaps? No, you will ask these questions because you feel without Krishna your heart is in a dangerous position. It is. Yes, I have seen what happens to devotees who don't drink from the cup of devotion. Their faces become hard. Yes, we all have seen what happens when someone doesn't have bhakti in the heart. The muscles become stiff and the belly fat. We have seen what can happen to you when you are not thinking of Krishna. You will become again totally enchanted by the material energy. This is to be seen. So a devotee understands, I need really to be with Krishna. And as he longs for Krishna, at that time, something happens in his kirtan, and he will be like this here. You sing in such a way that you never get tired, because there's love there, or affection, or something. Gokrishna, can we sing that song we sang yesterday, that melody perhaps? But it shouldn't be too high. Mm-hmm. What is the tonality, please? A? A? Oh, that's too deep, no? We must go at least to A sharp. No, I'm sorry, No. If it's not possible, then B. So, my dear devotees, we will chant the Hare Krishna mantra, and we will forget everything we have heard. Only singing is required, nothing more. We will forget about Chaitanya and Krishna, just singing. We are the Hare Krishnas. Let's stay like this. I think you got it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh,
Yeah.
Bye. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama